Hello, Pastor Brandon here with our reading plan for January 7th, 2020. Today's readings comes from Psalm 6, Genesis 7, 11 through 8, 22, and Matthew 4, 1 through 11. Let's dive right in, shall we? Psalm 6 says, O Lord, rebuke me not in your anger, nor discipline me in your wrath. Be gracious to me, O Lord, for I am languished. Heal me, O Lord, for my bones are troubled. My soul also is greatly troubled. But you, O Lord, how long? Turn, O Lord, deliver my life. Save me for the sake of your steadfast love. For in death there is no remembrance of you. In Sheol, who will give you praise? I am weary with my moaning. Every night I flood my bed with tears. I drench my couch with my weeping. My eye wastes away because of grief. It grows weak because of all my foes. Depart from me, all you workers of evil, for the Lord has heard the sound of my weeping. The Lord has heard my plea. The Lord accepts my prayer. All my enemies shall be ashamed and greatly troubled. They shall turn back and be put to shame in a moment. Genesis 7:11 through chapter 8, verse 22. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, on the 17th day of the month, on that day, all the fountains of the great deep burst forth, and the windows of the heavens were open, and rain fell upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. On the very same day, Noah and his sons Shem and Ham and Japheth, and Noah's wife and the three wives of his sons with them entered the ark. They and every beast according to its kind, and all the livestock according to their kinds, and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth according to its kind, and every bird according to its kind, every winged creature, they went into the ark with Noah, two and two of all flesh, in which there was the breath of life. And those that entered, male and female of all flesh, went in as God had commanded him. And the Lord shut him in. The flood continued 40 days on the earth. The waters increased and bore up the ark, and it rose high above the earth. The waters prevailed and increased greatly on the earth, and the ark floated on the face of the waters, and the waters prevailed so mightily on the earth that all the high mountains under the whole heaven were covered. The waters prevailed above the mountains, covering them 15 cubits deep, and all flesh died that moved on the earth, birds, livestock, beasts, all swarming creatures that swarm on the earth, and all mankind, everything on the dry land in whose nostril was the breath of life, died. He blotted out every living thing that was on the face of the ground. Man and animals and creeping things and birds of the heavens, they were blotted out from the earth. Only Noah was left, and those who were with him in the ark, and the waters prevailed on the earth 150 days. But God remembered Noah and all the beasts and all the livestock that were with him in the ark, and God made a wind blow over the earth, and the water subsided. The fountains of the deep and the windows of the heavens were closed. The rain from the heavens was restrained, and the waters receded from the earth continually. At the end of 150 days, the waters had abated. And in the seventh month, on the 17th day of the month, the ark came to rest on the mountains of Ararat. And the waters continued to abate until the 10th month. In the 10th month, on the first day of the month, the tops of the mountains were seen. At the end of 40 days, Noah opened the window of the ark that he had made. and sent forth a raven. It went to and fro until the waters were dried up from the earth. Then he sent forth a dove from him to see if the waters had subsided from the face of the ground. But the dove found no place to set her foot. And she returned to him to the ark, where the waters were still on the face of the whole earth. So he put out his hand and took her and brought her into the ark with him. He waited another 7 days, and again he set forth the dove out of the ark. And the dove came back to him in the evening, and behold, in her mouth was a freshly plucked olive leaf. So Noah knew that the waters had subsided from the earth. Then he waited another 7 days and sent forth the dove, and she did not return to him anymore. In the 601st year, in the first month, the first day of the month, the waters were dried from off the earth. And Noah removed the covering of the ark and looked, and behold, the face of the ground was dry. In the second month, on the 27th day of the month, the earth had dried out. Then God said to Noah, "Go out from the ark, you and your wife and your son and your son's wives with you. Bring out with you every living thing that is with you of all flesh, birds and animals, and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth, that they may swarm on the earth. And be fruitful and multiply on the earth." So Noah went out, and his sons and his wives, his wife and his sons' wives with him. Every beast, every creeping thing, and every bird, everything that moves on the earth, went out by families from the ark. Then Noah built an altar to the Lord, and took some of every clean animal and some of every clean bird, and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And when the Lord smelled the pleasing aroma, the Lord said in his heart, "I will never again curse the ground because of man, for the intention of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I ever again strike down every living creature as I have done, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night, shall not cease." Matthew 4:1-11. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. And the tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." But he answered, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him, "Again, it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." Again the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, "All these I will give you if you will fall down and worship me." Then Jesus said to him, "Be gone, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." Then the devil left him. And behold, angels came and were ministering to him. These are our readings from Tuesday, January 7th, 2020. And in particular, I want to come back to our psalm to talk about a word, a proper noun that's used in the psalm that often doesn't get talked about. It's the word that we see in verse 5, Sheol. It says in verse 5, "For in death there is no remembrance of you, and Sheol, who will give you praise? What is Sheol? In the Hebrew scriptures, the word is used to describe the realm of the dead. The realm of the dead is Sheol. It simply means the place of the dead, the place of departed souls and spirits. In fact, there's a New Testament Greek equivalent, and that word is Hades, which is also generally a reference of a place for the dead. It's not what we understand as the lake of fire, as hell, but it also is not a very good place in the fact that it represented complete separation from God still. And the Jews believed, righteous, unrighteous, it didn't matter, all go to Sheol. And we'll see this word used quite a bit in the Psalms. We'll see this word used in the Old Testament quite a bit. Even some very prominent Jewish scholars and teachers in the time of Christ didn't even believe that there was a resurrection, didn't even believe that there was a positive outcome from death, for all went to Sheol. In particular, the Sadducees were amongst them. And you ever wondered why the Sadducees were so sad? It wasn't just because they were sad, you see. Sorry for the awful pastor joke. But it was because they had no hope of anything after this life. But then enters Jesus, who shows us a better way, who gives us a better way, and who provides us life, life abundantly, so that it wouldn't just be Sheol and Jeff in reference to just this dark, cold place and separation of God, but it would be a Sheol called heaven, because it's still a place for the dead from this earth, but we would be alive again in heaven, paradise, as the word of the Lord teaches us. That is what this word means. Now, we also read about the three temptations of Jesus. And in particular, I'll be going there this week in the Word of God as we continue our series on new beginnings and we talk about temptations. Bonus gold stars for anyone who would know the book that that Jesus uses to defend against the devil. The book of the Bible. He uses scripture. But what scripture does Jesus use to defend himself against the devil? So that's for some bonus gold stars this week. But that's where we'll be turning this week as well, as we continue to dive into his word as God's family, together in community on mission with Jesus. Today's prayer point for Tuesday is about being on mission in Exeter. Pray for the kingdom to break through in Exeter, for God to heal our land, and pray that we will be a light in the darkness, willing to take risks to reach the world around us. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for providing us an amazing opportunity for life. Life that's so much more than Sheol. Life that is paradise. That our final resting place won't just be a place of dead. It will be a place for the living. For we have hope of resurrection in you. We have hope of life in you. And Lord, we pray that we can bring that message of hope and life to Exeter and beyond. We pray for healing to our community. We pray for your light to shine in the darkness. And we pray that you would make us bold in sharing. And it's in Jesus' precious and holy name I pray. Amen. We'll be talking at y'all tomorrow. God bless.